Today is August the 16th, 2017, the day of the Recovery Plan Review Meeting. Oh, the time is now 2:35.
You want to go back over the minutes? Okay, the minutes.
If you call the meeting to order, and quorum has been established. Commissioner Hall is joining the meeting by phone, so we do have a quorum, and we have the approval of the meeting agenda. Did you receive the agenda, Commissioner?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions, changes, or additions?
None.
No.
Okay. Fine.
All right. Yes. Meeting agenda has been approved, and now we will go into the approval of the minutes of the recovery meeting in July. Commissioner Hall doesn't have them, so can we defer those until the next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But do you want to approve the June?
We can approve the June minutes, yeah. Okay. The June minutes have been distributed and reviewed. And any objections or any changes, Commissioner Hall?
No.
Okay, there being no changes and no additions, and we will approve the minutes of the June meeting will be considered approved. Okay. And we'll hold off on the July 13th minutes until Commissioner Hall has a chance to review them, and we will vote on at the next meeting. Okay, old business, LHA recovery plan update.
All right, well, we're recovering.
That's a good thing.
Really well. Went out to the Williamstown site, but they progressed really well. They got foundations coming out of the ground. There's the two walls. They're putting in the piping. And like I said, it's moving right along. They've had minor delays due to the rain, but nothing that has had a negative impact on the schedule. And so we're still on schedule. Everything, thank you. And Newfield is out there working, helping to, clean up the site, those types of things. And so that's going real well. And with Westlake, believe it or not, got the bumper proposal done, got a copy right here, okay, and we'll probably have a copy, just for the board to look at. We won't print it on a copy, as you can see, it's kind of a thick document, but I'll bring it, to the board.
Okay, so that's been approved?
No.
Oh, no.
It's been submitted.
What do you mean, ready to submit it?
Yeah, it's been submitted.
Okay.
And initial feedback from HUD was that since there's no public housing funds involved in this phase, that could make the review go a little quicker. And then I sent the email request to HUD DC asking if they would notify the psych office that they had the bug proposal, and if they would go ahead and do their review. So they are holding up their review until the proposal is submitted. And HUD sent the email right away with that. So, and they emailed, they sent the psych office, because we've got our October closing, want you to expedite it. So I'm like, that was really, really helpful. Okay. And then the other document here, the social land review for the Section 8. It's done as well. That also has been submitted. Yeah. So we've been actually working this week. Okay. And
that's for Section 8?
The project voucher, so phase one.
Okay.
This is the letter of your document here, and this is the appraisal that goes with it. And so we'll be able to bring those to the board and see that we have indeed been submitted. Architectural drawings have been sent to the an architect in San Francisco. And so we're rocking and rolling. And Sasha Gilmore is finishing up drafting the HUD closing documents, which they should do within the next week or so. And Valerie will finish the site and neighborhood review all within a week. We're going to submit that, and that's due to the form of a use of Williamstown, so that should go smoothly. And so we should have all of our HUD stuff out of the way for Williamstown. And cautiously optimistic. The caveat is that Jacksonville, you know, they're short staff. But the good thing is that the major review is being done by the DC office, which is a good thing. And my only concern with the development proposal is the developer fee, which currently exceeds safe harbor that is allowable provided to meet certain conditions, and have the developer to write a letter to justify our exceeding the safe harbor, and we will see what happens. Do our plan B, which I propose to the developer, and the developers want to try to get the maximum fee that they can, and because we are partners, you know, with the fee, it was like, well, if you think you can get it, fine, because it benefits us, but I'm not over-optimistic that they're going to approve that development fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not over-optimistic that they're going to do that. But who knows? Pigs could fly, and 45 could become a true Christian.
So plan B is what, in case? In case they don't approve.
That we will reduce the payment to the housing authority and put it over into a reserve that is controlled by the housing authority. But I'd rather not say that in the board meeting.
Okay. But that's plan B.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're going to get a question that somebody will ask.
Yeah. So basically what we'll do is like reduce the housing authority portion of the fee to bring it down to 12%, and then that difference will be put into a reserve. That we control exclusively by the housing authority. And so basically, it looks like the same thing, which is we give us some admin dollars that we can do. So. And still meet with the potential investor. I have yet to run the numbers email from HUD, acknowledge the receipt of the social media review. So that's
okay.
Outstanding. Yeah.
So you've been meeting with the potential
investor?
Yeah.
About doing a development project on either 10th Street or Alderman. And but I haven't had a chance to run the numbers because I was trying to get these two documents done this week. But so now I'll run some numbers on that. And they also want to partner with our authority on another larger project, which I'll speak right here, but not in the board meeting. Ridge Rotec, which is out in East Lakeland, but the fourth Alameda site, but they're looking to purchase and develop with partnerships with the schools. I probably teach college courses there as well. Mm-hmm. Do some affordable housing and also do some other types as well. And so I'm just planning for right now.
Okay.
And I think at the last one I told you about the impact fees that was approved by the county and the city reduced our request significantly because they do not approve waive water fees for anybody. So our request went from a couple hundred pounds to about $60, but every little bit helps. That one was. And that's about it in terms of very well. We do have Yardi 7S up and running.
Okay.
We got some minor kinks we gotta work out. Well, we got some kinks, but I think it will still be minor. But the most part is going well.
And that component is for what?
That's
Giotti 7S, you said?
Uh-huh. That's what we've been working on for the last 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And we've been riding with it.
Commissioner?
No. So, like, we're moving forward with Plan A.
Okay.
Great.
All right. And we won't divulge Plan B at the meeting, but we'll have it in our hip pocket in case anybody asks.
Exactly.
Okay. Housing and operation.
I only have two items for that. The first one, not in August, in September. I'm gonna bring the agency plan for approval before the Board of Commissioners. Hopefully by then, we're gonna have a second public hearing in August 24, which is after this month meeting. So, because September is early enough to get it approved and sent to HUD. Hopefully too, the board will give me some comments if they, you know, wish to change anything. The second item, in September also, Berman Hopkins, they're gonna come and do their presentation for the 2016 audit. We had to submit the new number by September 30th. And hopefully with that submission, we will be able to get rid of the $3 million that we owe to public housing. So that will be, that presentation will determine everything too. So, you know, I'm crossing my fingers that everything's gonna go well.
We're
going
to.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're coming in September?
Mm-hmm. The September.
They're the one who made the recommendation for us to.
Okay.
That's
the only two items you have?
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to the financials, just want to give you all an update on the public comments from the last board meeting. The first lady that spoke, former John Wright, about her FSS, she called her at Jacksonville. I even emailed them and told them that the board had given approval for her to receive her check. and then also she had former legal services to some of the also requests to look at our file to confirm that she has been approved. And I basically advised both her and Rural Legal Services that they can look at a file, but it's missing one important thing for approval, the executive director's authorization. Now, and I said she would not be getting it, I can guarantee it now. Because my first introduction to her was the incident that became so loud and disruptive that the police had to be called. And she's had an issue for several months. So she had multiple opportunities to contact me either through a phone, email, or the staff member, most of my staff that she knows personally. She chose neither one. And she verbally abused seven members of my staff on multiple occasions. And had some staff who requested not to be required to meet with her. And so for those reasons, I refused to sign off on her as a successful completion to get the search protocol.
Okay.
And so I notified them both right there and right there in the email.
Okay, so
And she also had her informal hearing yesterday with the Tampa Housing Authority official that we use, and the Tampa official, she's going to recommend termination too. So.
Yeah, here I'm going to actually have a law degree. Mm-hmm. And it's an impartial third party, so they review that case and based on him, you know, decisions. On both cases, because I said this was with the
And she lied to the hearing officer too. She told the hearing officer, "Carlos said that this hearing wasn't for me to be terminated."
and then the young man who spoke about his grandmother being unfairly evicted.
Mm-hmm.
The reason his grandmother was evicted was because she and her grandsons were dealing in drugs. And because grandmother had been dealing in drugs since she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was notified of the drug activity in that unit by some of the residents of the Cobra Park. And so I found out about it. Evictions, and we have police to monitor. Well, we have to monitor so we get the evidence and get to the police. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the grandsons was walking down the sidewalks. It was neighborhood pharmaceutical company. and then the last person who spoke, Karen Rudolph. I want to remind you all that this is a lady was initially complaining about the RAB, not meeting and helping her, and talking about how she put on this back-to-school event by herself. They had 3,000 people come, and we did an article for a certain magazine. I printed a magazine about the revenue putting on this, and that turned out to be a lie.
Hmm.
Okay, and then when she complained about needing help from the RAB, they recalled that I called the meeting of the RAB. All the RAB members showed up except her. And then when I met her later, she said she didn't want any help from them. Okay. And we've had various issues. She also refuses to make an appointment to come and talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
She won't try and stop me on the sidewalk or in the bathroom. And then it felt like they're not, after I have not done anything with Ross for the last year or two, we have not had the Ross man for 2 years. We just got it back this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then also when we had the last round of elections, she chose not to run, and she also tried to talk women into not coming and voting. And that's why we had another possibility left.
Yeah, and she was complaining also that we're not having meetings with the residents. We went back to every resident meeting that we had monthly, and she has not attended to any.
Yeah.
Not only that, this month we scheduled a meeting with the residents in Westlake to listen to their if any complaints or whatever, and she didn't show up either. And then we came to find out that she was complaining about the ROS program, but she has received from the ROS program now two gas cards and one bus pass. So she is getting the benefit of the program, so we don't even know why she's complaining.
And then she also submitted a reimbursement.
Oh, yeah.
So I applied to pay for it by another party.
Mm-hmm.
And she's moving from it to be reimbursed.
Okay, so.
And but even still, we still want to work with her,
right.
But we don't know what she wants.
Right.
Other than she wants to tell us what she wants.
So in all three of these cases, you've submitted written reports to
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you
it's in the board package. Right?
It's in the board package, okay.
Yeah.
Have you sent a copy to our attorney?
Certainly.
Not to the attorney.
Well, it's in the board package.
Yes. So he gets the report.
He gets
the
board
package, okay.
Yeah,
you might want to give them a heads up
okay.
in case they try to, you know, take another step.
Sure.
They're entitled to it if they want to.
Yeah.
If they don't agree with it, they can always, you know.
Now, with the lady that cut out in front of rural services, I did a copy of Rick on the email that I sent to for a week.
Yeah,
so
just want to cover all the bases, but let Rick know to pay attention to those responses that are going to be in the board package. When did you send those out to these people? Have you heard anything back from them?
No, because you said it was certified, right?
Certified, yeah.
Yeah, so I know the last time you tried to send some certified to Ms. Gray, when she saw it, she refused to pick it up. And we even had Saxon Gilmore to send something to a certified. When she saw that, she refused to pick it up.
Okay.
So.
Did any of them respond?
But we got proof of that.
Okie dokie.
Sorry about that. And with the financials, Valerie is still working remotely.
Yeah.
But she will be here in person for the board meeting.
Okay.
And so,
Charles
is going to substitute.
So today you had
me and Elise with us.
Yeah. So, it almost similar as last month. COCC continued to do excellent. The month end cash flow is $7,770, and for the year to date, $58,000. Section A, like last month, we're still working with the reserve that we have. The health reserve. We're hoping now that the budget was approved by Congress that the funding is going to be increased also because the Senate, they were able to approve more money than what the House and the President were suggesting. So that was a good step. So hopefully that will solve some of the issues. Public housing.
Okay, on the Section 8,
mm-hmm.
She indicates that there's a delay in receiving port-ins.
That's a monthly...
from other housing authorities.
Mm-hmm. We have to build them every month. Sometimes there's a delay depending on the housing authority.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
But they usually, we usually get,
mm-hmm.
get the
yeah.
payments, so...
Yeah, we have never been late paying landlords, so. But some housing authorities are really small and they send live checks, so it takes sometimes, if they send it from, just an example, Idaho, then it takes 15, 20 days to get it.
Yeah, okay.
Poly housing, NOI is 74,000, again, is doing great. And the reason why we have so much money is because the subsidy went up for public housing. by about 6,000 a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dakota, Carrington Place, NOI is 1,641. Also, their subsidy went up a little bit. And also, the staff is doing great, saving money. Renaissance NOI year to date is 81,898. Also, we're doing really, really well. Even though for the near future, we're going to start, like, we're going to replace floors and do different things with the property because the property is aging really fast. So some of that money is going to be used for that. Colton Meadows, NOI is 38,995, which is great. Bonnechers, NOI is a negative 13,953 for the month and 11,506 for the year. And the reason why is because we requested reimbursement from the investor for about $37,000 that we spent. We painted the doors. We did some improvement to the properties, including new lighting. And we're supposed to get the checks maybe next week, but we were supposed to get the check last month. But they needed some extra paperwork, which we sent. So that $37,000 will put the property on a positive again. So that's the reason why, because we got approval from them to spend the money, but they delayed the payment. So
Colton Meadow came in today.
They
another 7,000 came into Colton today. Place were reserved.
Okay. So sometimes when we do some of these improvements, we depend on the investor to reimburse us, but sometimes they take their time. So the Manor of West Bartow, NOI is 53,133, which is great also. Hampton Hills, NOI is 3,188. And again, we're not expecting Hampton Hills to have a positive NOI.
Right.
Jukeville is a timing issue also with the NOI. For the month is negative 6,000. For the year is negative 26,603. I know Valerie, she has been drawing down money from the Jute Bill grant, but you know, we converted to 7S in Jordy, and some of the reports had to be fixed. So, but it's a timing issue. Other than that, I think the financials, they look great. If you have any questions, I know on Monday she's going to be more detailed than me. But
let's give this an overview anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are really in trouble. So.
No.
Okay.
The only thing that I can say is that we're still waiting. I don't know if you have heard, but HUD is trying to push housing authorities to go back to like 1998 when they didn't have a COCC. They were all public housing and Section 8, and if you wanted to have a COCC, you had to then create a separate business company. So they're pushing that to happen or to be approved by January next year. I don't think it's going to happen the way that Congress and the House and the President are going. But if that happens, we're going to have to really move quickly and start splitting a bunch of stuff. And so, but hopefully it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
But you're staying on top.
Mm-hmm.
Grant report.
Oh, okay. The grant report, I know everything is on time.
Yeah.
We just sent the 2013 this week or last week? This week?
This
week, and it was approved by.
I feel it was last week,
Yeah, and it was approved by the director of the Jacksonville field office. So we were able to draw down the money and pay the vendors. The Hope 6 that's attached to Williamstown, we still.
Yeah, probably the last drawing that down with the next draw construction going.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 12. 17 days distributed. And we still got a million, oh, almost 2 million in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Valerie also sent all the required report for 2014, 15, and 16 to HUD. So we should be good. For the Ross Family Self-Sufficiency Program, within the next 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, we're going to reapply for the grant again. So that's going to be another $105,000 for next year. So that's it.
On the Ross, by December, we got about $52,000 to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in line to spend all that money. Okay. Just
the youth bill grant, that's the 12-10-17, not the new one, but the 2014 grant is still
50. That one I had to wait for Valerie because I'm not.
Is that the one where she's been having trouble making the 54,000?
Oh, going away?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I'm not sure.
But I don't think we can talk about that before. I'm still in the monitor.
Yeah.
But I don't think we.
So we drive down?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's the only thing I don't really follow.
All right, okay. Anything on the new business?
No resolutions, because we're working hard.
Okay, so no resolutions this month?
No. One thing you only want to talk about over the weekend is I know, I won't say traditionally, but in the past, with the board meetings, like December, November, y'all did not like having it during the week of Thanksgiving, so you used to move it up a week. And then the December meeting, you won't do that unless something comes up.
Right.
And so probably asking y'all to do that again at the board meeting, for with November, if you don't want to move that up a week, so it won't be done. I'll be doing a week of Thanksgiving, so that people can plan their vacations. Those who want to leave town during Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay. All right. Sounds like we're doing okay. Commissioner, anything that you would need to add?
No, it sounds like we're on the spot where everything's moving along and we're cooking with grease.
Okay. All right. Well, no further business. We can, what time is it? 3:06. We will bring this meeting to a close.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Commissioner. Hope you get that grant fixed.
Yeah, me too. We're.
Meeting adjourned 3:06.